dude from the A-team that came to me on the party scene. Mr. T.
Yeah,
that's it. At my table, he wanted to sing. By the time we left, everyone praised me. Even the champ, Muhammad Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm the greatest. Yeah, that's what he said. And that he did this and she did that, it really doesn't matter. That's all chatter. I can ruin a rep by what I say. If it starts in the Bronx, it ends in LA. To find the line, to twist it round and make it mine, to make up a story in no time flat, to start talking about this and that. He did this and she did that, it really doesn't matter. That's all chatter. I can ruin a rep by what I say. If it starts in the Bronx, it ends in LA.
Rock the house.
Movies, which is rated PG, and I guarantee
restricted, and all competitors will be convicted. So take it like a champ, that's how it comes. All you have to do is just leave the paper trail.
And here's J. Edgar.
Hey, DJ Hank Love, rock it for me one more time, please.
Okay, now it's time for a special commercial-free Super Jam Mega Mix by DJ Hank Love. These are all the groups and stars performing live next Saturday, August 16th, at our anniversary party and Super Jam Part 3. Turn those boxes on because my mouth is closed for the next few minutes. Get those boxes ready.
Walked up to me and punched me in my eye, man. Talking about I was trying to talk to the girl. I don't even know,
man. That's
shit. Man, give me some ice, man.
Can't believe this, man.
Come on, boy, Jeff. Listen, homeboys, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. Listen, homeboys, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. Listen, homeboys, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. Listen, homeboys, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. Listen, homeboys, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the blade, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away. Just last week when I was walking down the street, I observed this lovely lady that I wanted to meet. I walked up to her, I said hello to her. She said, hey, you're kinda cute. I said, yes, I know, but yes, Mama, I know. Sweetheart, what's your name? She said, my friends like to call me Exotic Elaine. I said, my name is the Prince. Then she said, why? I said, man, I don't know, I'm just a hell of a guy. But a hell of a guy. Enough about me, let's talk about you and all the wonderful things
some trash in a little bit of time. I showed some cash and the girl was mine. I took her all the time. I wined her and dined her. She asked me, was I fainter? Yeah, kind of. Yeah, kind of. She jumped out of seat. She jumped out of my wrist and took me out in the street. She started grabbing all over me.
She started grabbing all over me.
So I punched her in her chin. So I punched her in her chin. She got mad, looked me dead in my face, threw her hands in the air and yelled out, freeze! I got scared when she started to yell, so I hit her with a trash can and ran like hell. I was ducking through alleys, right and left, but when the cops caught up, they almost beat me to death. I got charged with aggravated assault, but I didn't do nothing with a dumb breath. But nevertheless, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away.
Same old rhythm that a baby can pick up and join, right rhythm, but the rhymes are over his knowledge by means causing pain, making migraine, headaches yourself start to melt while the techniques spin. The wax is on the felt, motivation not wise. The more you realize, more laws moving steady by most. We're ever ready, like a battery charged and work the alkaline. Yes, the mystery is solved, so seeking the find. These words I've given extreme and out driven with production. A maximum of time, yes, the wisdom to teach and I'm sporting my rhyme, cause we're
rock the house.
Coming out of the dressing room in one place like you. The lights are ballistic. what she had on and what he had paid, cause it was all covered up and in inside of his face. He said, and he said, you left me to the face. Can you make my Lamborghini go? Tony D was broke, the loss of power speech. And Joe Melissa said, wait, she see my girl to leave. It took us 10 minutes to get out of the to do what no never us could ever have been. So you're all for the house. And my body was warm, a blessing was in my ear. All the stars up tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. Why am I calling you? Hold up, it was her loving and a hugging. My face got flushed, my body started bugging. Then she said to me, you are here, so am I. Millions of you pass by, but they all disappear without a trace. But there's more. She took me to her bedroom, threw me down on the bed, pulled off the gown and started giving me hell. It all felt dandy, sweeter than candy. My name was Melissa, but I'm on call Maddie. From this girl, I never was straight. The M-E-L-L-I-S-S-A.
Come get busy.
Melissa, the girl's name was Melissa.
You know she's not a teaser.
Melissa, the girl's name was Melissa.
She's a stone cold skeezer.
Melissa, the girl's name was Melissa.
Leave it there, it ain't Lisa.
Melissa, the girl's name was Melissa.
You know I'm a skeezer.
Melissa.
Woo! think it's time to go. I think it's time to go for it. I think it's about time that we go.
Oh, well, now you know my name.
Preview, a jam, sneak preview, coming up right now. A sneak preview.
What your Adidas? Adidas.
the same old rhythm that a baby can pick up and join right rhythm, but the rhymes are pathetic. They think they cope aesthetic, using nursery terms, at least not poetic, on an educated base, intelligent, wise, as the record just turned, you learn, plus burn, by the flame of the lyrics, which cooks the human brain, providing overheating knowledge, by means causing pain, make the mind brain, headaches yourself, start to melt, while the techniques spin, the wax is on the belt, motivating clockwise, the more you realize, more laws moving steady by most, we're ever ready, like a battery, charged on work, the alkaline, yes, the mystery to solve, so seeking the find, these words I've given, extreme and outgiven, with a Datsun, a Maxim, or a Glide, yes, the wizard cool Keith, and I'm sporting my ride, cause we're
the house.
A cool G. Choose a scientific matter. I probe for evidence. Leading melodies obtaining slight positive beams of the average formulation applied mechanically. Maintainable displayed, expressed by alternating microwave frequencies. Directly inorganic, operating logically. New developments separate, accumulating. Ambiguous thoughts, admitting parts specified. Particular words, volunteer, agitating. Ears of parasites, respond, duplicating, attempting lyricists. Recognize competition in ultimate reality. The general speaker, corporal cool key, leaving specimens frozen near 0 degrees by controlling every germ. A spray disinfected with tranquilized brains and stunned competitors, cause we're Kevin Kev.
Thank you.
one DJ of the year. He got shown up, hit fresh out of the pack. And other DJs can't catch up because they're too far back. Well, he's taking his time, he don't have to go faster. LeBron's classified as a real grandmaster. Anchorman, what up? Is he nice or what? Well, he's all the way live with a scratch and cut. Yo, Cap, what's the business? Get ready, it's coming. Solid for the message, homeboy, cool running.
Your party will be terminated.
Some trash in a little bit of time. I showed some cash and the girl was mine.
I took her on the town, I wined her and dined her. She asked me was I horny, kind of. All of a sudden, she jumped out of seat, snatched me up by my wrist and took me out in the street. She started grabbing all over me, kissing and hugging. So I punched her on the chin, I said, you
bugging.
She got mad, looked me dead in my face, threw her hands in the air and yelled out,
bugging.
She got mad, looked me dead in my face, threw her hands in the air and yelled out, rape! I got scared when she started to yell, so I hit her with a trash can and ran like hell again. She got mad, looked me dead in my face, threw her hands in the air and yelled out, rape! I got scared when she started to yell, so I hit her with a trash can and ran like hell. I was ducking through alleys, right and left, but when the cops caught up, they almost beat me to death. Now I'm in prison, charged with aggravated assault, but I didn't do nothing, it was a dumb rock fault. But I got scared when she started to yell, so I hit her with a trash can and ran like hell. I was ducking through alleys, right and left, but when the cops caught up, they almost beat me to death. Now I'm in prison, charged with aggravated assault, but I didn't do nothing, it was a dumb rock fault. But nevertheless, don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhymes and get the hell away. I was in a bar one Friday night, chilling out watching the Sugar Ray fight. I was kinda laid back, sipping up tequila when this girl walked up. She said, Sheila,
Sheila.
I responded by saying hello. She paid for my drink and then said, let's go. She bought my drink, I thought that that was polite. So I walked out with, I said, what's up for the night? She just get in the car, so I obliged. About 20 minutes later, we pulled up in her garage. She parked the car, gave me some sexy looks. She started walking in the house, I said, I'm with the Utz. Soft music and wine, glasses, and then she started to make last passes at me. She be hot today, day, cause when I'm finna do you, you're gonna yell late. She's up, so I stood with. She picked it up, started hiss her. She grabbed me close, then she got a hold. She started feeling back, I said, yeah, cold. We went into her bedroom thinking of one thing. Took the phone to hook to avoid the ring. Then we didn't like super super neat on ice. I chewed a stick of double mint to fresh breath. I gave a half of that stick, it was the last left. I goodbye, then I kissed cheek. That's what serve. I felt that it was time for me to make move. I thought I'd better hurry up before I bust through. I was kinda tight, she smooth, shoulders. Excuse me. She touched my lips and asked me not to speak. Got undressed and pulled back those Gucci bed sheets. Sat down on the bed, laid back her pretty head. She could see them on the pillows and then, excuse me. She touched my lips and asked me not to speak. Got undressed and pulled back those Gucci bed sheets. Sat down on the bed, laid back her pretty head. She could see them on the pillows and then, excuse me. She touched my lips and asked me not to speak. Got undressed and pulled back those Gucci bed sheets. Sat down on the bed, laid back her pretty head. She could see them on the pillows and then, she says that she wanted me to be her one and only. She said, lay down, baby, don't be lonely. All of a sudden, out of the blue, a door slammed and a voice said,
baby, who are you?
Instinctively, I panicked, my heart full of fear. She said, that's my boyfriend, baby, you better get out of here. Her boyfriend busted in, he grinned an evil grin. He said,
boy, I'ma tear your butt limb from limb.
I was scared as hell, where was I supposed to go? I just yelled, Geronimo, and jumped out the window. Just my luck, we were in a snowstorm. I didn't even have my underwear on to keep me warm. And to top the night off, I had to break in my place because my keys were in my pants back in Sheila's bookcase. I was done sneezing, even. I hope this doesn't happen too often, but nevertheless, don't mean to bust your bubble. I hope this doesn't happen too often, but nevertheless, don't mean to bust your bubble. But girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just repeat. I hope this doesn't happen too often, but nevertheless, don't mean to bust your bubble. But girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhyme. Just remember my rhyme. Take heed to my rhyme and get the hell away.
Listen, homegirl,
girls, let me talk to you. Girls may be trouble, but guys are trouble too. So the next time a guy try to give you a play, just turn your head and diss him and walk away.
Excuse me, Ice Cream T.
Hello, how do you do?
Quite fine, my darling, and how are you?
Well, I'm doing quite fine, but I'm kind of upset because I heard a little something I could not forget.
What's that?
I heard you say the girls are nothing but trouble, and now I'm taking this time to bust your bubble. You're arrogant, conceited, you suck on yourself, and bragging nearly every time you open your mouth. You think you're the gift of women, successful to in your head, but I'm sorry to inform you that all that stuff is dead.
Wait a minute, let me talk to you. I think I should inform you who you're talking to.
No, you let me tell you, so you'll remember me as the one that bust your bubble. I'm Ice Cream T.
Well, I'm Jazzy Jeff.
And I'm the Fresh Prince.
Before we have you arrested.
What's the meaning of this?
You say girls are full of trouble, I must play this to you. Girls may be trouble, but guys are trouble too. You're a compulsive liar, your mind is full of dirt. All you do is worry about what's up a girl's skirt. You can't have a secret love because you got a big mouth. You go run and tell your boys how you laid her out. I think truthfully you're sick, you need to be kicked. See, I kick my loaded weapon, get on my nerve, I go click. Guys think they own their girlfriends. Females aren't possessions. We are humans. We like to be wined and dined by candlelight. Not being cooped up in the house trying to be held up tight. So Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince, don't mean to bust your bubble, but guys of the world ain't nothing but trouble. Homegirls, the next time a guy give you a play, just turn your head and cold diss him and walk away. This humidity hot day, I was departing from work, my briefcase in my hand, suit down on my skirt. The underground subway surface was the scene of my walk. I got approached from the race, he said,
baby, can we talk?
I looked him deep in the eyes with this fabulous smile. He said, I just got paid, let's hang out for a while. I said, but first it'd be my pleasure to know who you are. And do I have to use my tokens or do you have a car?
Well, my name is The Prince and I'm a great rap star. You don't have to use your tokens, I've got a Jaguar.
I knew there was no doubt I would jump on this mission. I proceeded to tell him my name with the least suspicion. I said, Ice Cream T was the title I was given. SWP, the neighborhood that I live in. So we jumped in the ride, hit to I-95. We turned in his block, pulled up in his drive. My first step in the house, I saw a mouse. I did a B90 through the room, tripped and ended with this. He came running to my rescue. He was a little late. My heel was broke. My briefcase was in a totally different place. He said,
I think I'm sorry. Take a sip of this Bacardi and excuse me while I go to freshen up for the party.
I got a little confused. Party? What's up with dude? He didn't even tell me. I thought that was quite rude. Suddenly, through the door was three men in suits. They said,
hey, sweet mama, who are you?
I said, I'm Ice Cream T. And who may you be?
I'm Brother Charles, Brother Rick, and he's Brother Ali.
Are you here to see the Prince?
See the Prince? No, the Prince works for me. I'm running the show.
Work for you?
Work for me, and at 12 o'clock midnight, you'll be working 42nd Street.
Oh my God, I was totally stunned. He yanked me up, slapped my cheek, and put his hands on my buns. I said, huh, you better watch it, sucker. I said to myself, I got to go get my gun. He pushed me deep into this rock, they called me a B in the Indian H. I looked around, noticed that there was no escape at all. I left the room and went behind closed doors. I bent down, got my briefcase that was on the floor. Flipped the latch, lift the lid, pulled up my Smith Wesson. Yes, my shiny black loaded, a 357. They stepped out of the room, dressed in, threw up the loon and said they all lay me down and hit me with this tune. But when I seen my Smith Wesson, their eyes got bigger. I relaxed, legs crossed, chill back, and pulled the trigger. Picked up my briefcase, broke out on the double. Ladies, guys of the world are full of trouble.
Treble, two for the bass. Come on, Teddy Ted, and let's rock this place.
part two of the live show.
This
is Kumo
B. Right now to me, live. It's called Melody Eric D. And I get busy like this. When I get busy, the crowd gets busy. And when I'm on the stage, the party people say, is he really human or is he a robot? Because
basic,
I'm on the mic and phone, and nobody does the things that I do. My voice will find you once you hear it. It stays inside you, hypnotizing and mesmerizing. The cerebral cortex without realizing you become confused and so ensued. Because the rhymes I use can make you lose total control. And if I choose to call you the paper boy, you'll spread the news like Paul Revere. A real rapper is here, yeah. Mo-D is coming, Mo-D is coming, yeah. Teeth will chatter, plagiarism will shatter. Nothing is the matter, you're just looking at a real rap tuber with the power so super. After battling me, I guarantee you won't recuperate. Since I'm great, I can make you hate to ever look in the mirror and affiliate yourself with anything but an loving my success, but envious and cussing. You want my autograph? Don't act like a sucker. Just give me your power, cause I'm a bad motherfucker. Rock, y'all. I'm a mellow G. Come on and rock it from the bottom to the top. Allow me to educate my rap status. Maneuvers and mind control still better. Solo rap game with the fresh matinee. Complex to the beat, every written essay. Power to deduct any form of adverse and evolve from the evidence and remain first. I'll exaggerate you, immersion overthrow. You're now obsolete, then detached from the show. A lesson is taught by every rhyme I say. Pay attention, be alert, and cooperate. I'm so intelligent, flexible, referring to thought. Interrogatively, your rhymes support. Your mind's in a daze when I appear on the stage. The force to compensate with no sign of rage. Compliment and flattery, I must insist. Fly girls in the place, you must enlist. I'm encouraging you to take that step and submit your soul to this concept. The Keep a Rock Rap-a-thon has just been heard. All opponents and foes shall all be served. 1-2-1-2, we're getting a news from my man Kumo D. My thoughts abstract to any form of man. They'll drift on past like the inflow of sand. And I'll cast a fear driven back towards me. Makes it simple to blow an MC to debris. I'm so organized, but hard to predict. You'll be so confused, you'll start to constrict. You'll never determine when I'll strike next. But when I do, you'll regret you ever thought you were fresh. Lubricate thoroughly my spoken ideas. Program them to perceptions, but be sure that they're clear. You'll find the beat and lyric paralleling sound is for the scratch. A lifespan of infinite miles. Rhyme so fresh, you were bound to embark. Any other form of rap will elude in the dark. The most deep. My mellow steel, come on and rock it from the bottom to the top. I put a hunting on rappers, egos are crushed, pride is swallowed, hands are bust, hearts are taken, souls cremated, lips are sealed, and they hate it, overrated. Rappers made it on a wing and a prayer with old beats updated. But I'm not like you, fighting barbaric. Rappers with the fresh beats and weak lyrics. I'm cyanide, deadly and lethal. I never run out, I got an automatic refill. I never get cold, I only get lukewarm. When I wanna get hot, I have a real brainstorm. Ideas start flowing, my talent starts growing. And when the music stops, Mo-D keeps going. I'm bigger than life and deeper than death. The world of rap is like a kitchen, and I am the chef. Boy, y'all, these MCs really starting to irk me. Make it to the top, then try to drink me. Ask them who's the best, they shoulders start shrugging. Like they don't know, they must be bugging. But I like the controversy, it makes me bloodthirsty. And one day, I'll make you all beg for mercy. So remember that, if you wanna act like a sucker, don't ever make me mad, cause I'm a bad motherfucker like that, y'all. You don't stop, you don't stop. The body rock to the beat, y'all. You don't stop. Check out the rock.
Rapping Lord. Rapping Lord. Rapping Lord. Rapping Lord. Rapping Lord. Rapping Lord. We'll be right back.
suicidal child through his writing in English class. So the teacher then has to convince the child, let's go talk to the guidance counselor, say. So then the guidance counselor has to say to the child, and as they say to us, the words just stick in my throat when I have to say to a child, are you thinking of killing yourself? And so we train the guidance counselors so that they can say those words more easily. And also, what are the resources in the community? Where can they turn for help? We also work at student, we're working on a student curriculum. We're part of New Jersey, I might add, is one of the first states in the nation to have allotted funding through their legislation on adolescent suicide prevention. And through Senator Cody's bill, $300,000 has been appropriated, and three resource centers have been set up in the state, one in the southern region, one in the north, and we are the central region. So we are at this point developing student curriculum as well, which will help children understand that, I think adults need to understand that too, that stress and depression are normal, but that there are ways to problem solve and to handle feelings.
We talk about coping skills. What kind of coping skills do you attempt to teach, or do you attempt to inculcate those skills in the people you deal with, Colleen?
One of the most important things to a teenager is the peer system. And so if I find that a youngster, a teenager, has a good set of friends, I encourage them to use them. I've had teenagers bring their friends in and ask the friend, do you think that this is a good coping skill? Do you think, would you like to lose your friend to death? And of course they don't. That's a major coping skill. If there is a parent or two parents around, I encourage them to use them. I encourage them to get involved in groups, if there are groups around in the area, whether it's clinical treatment groups or groups of any kind.
Are there groups like that, or that you're aware of, Colleen or Karen?
Well, you know, the schools are starting to do this